listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going, everybody? How's it going, Doc?
It's going well.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling real good.
Well, hey, that's what I want to hear.
Thank you.
Got you on my mind. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station, in the world. Would you agree?
Oh, I would totally agree.
Oh, I would totally agree.
And judging by the ratings, it totally is.
It totally is, right? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, the show where we talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. You know, this is, we talk from the teen perspective here.
And young adult.
And young adult.
Yeah.
Teen, young adult, and we are reaching out to you. To help you, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sounds
that's
great.
That's what it's about. Like,
yeah.
You know, my in-studio guest today is indeed Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
You can check her out on LA Talk Radio every single Friday at 11.
Yahoo.
She's really good.
It's called On the Couch.
On the Couch, yeah. With Doc Michelle.
Can I give myself a plug?
Do it.
All right.
I dare you.
All right. I dare. Double dare? Is this truth or dare?
Is that double? Truth or dare, Doc?
Okay. All truth.
Okay. What's your truth?
You just log on here, LA Talk Radio, click on Channel 1, right here where Dave is too, and you pop up Doc Michelle here, and I'm on the couch every Friday at 11 a.m. giving you mostly relationship advice. So if you're having self stuff going on, you know, a lot of issues, or you need to talk about relationship problems, email me at docmichelle@aol.com. I answer your questions like on the air.
docmichelle@aol.com.
That's it. And also take your live call so I can help you, hopefully, give you advice as a psychologist.
She's super good, guys.
Thank you.
The best
thanks.
Psychologist.
I've been called that
you're
before.
You're not psycho,
I've
Doc.
Been called that. That's all right.
You are precious.
I can do that. Thank you.
No, guys, she's really good. Check her out. That's
thanks.
Why I have her on my studio.
Well, thank you.
Not on my studio. In my studio. There we go.
Well,
there we
could
go.
Be on it.
I guess I'm
on the microphone.
I guess technically speaking, if you were, you know, on the roof, you could technically on the studio.
What you got there? We're talking about.
I'm not going to
cool
tell you.
Things to, oh, okay. All right.
I'm just kidding with you guys. Today we're talking about why we self-defeat ourselves. And how to be happier for 2011.
I'm for that.
You know, last week we did talk about, changing. You know, old habits or,
mm-hmm.
you know, using 2011 as an excuse for a rebirth.
Right.
A
did you have a lot of people talking about, like, resolutions and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did that. And, you know, actually, we got a lot of emails that we never actually got to get to, unfortunately.
Do you believe in resolutions? I mean, do you think they're really good to do or do you think they're
absolutely.
BS?
Absolutely. No. I think they're great. Let me explain. If you can give yourself any kind of excuse to elevate the person who you already are,
mm-hmm.
I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get all charged up for the new year because they think, oh boy, new beginnings. But
straight up,
a lot of times we don't follow through with, you know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to all the things that people do.
Here's the thing, Doc. You do know that I smoke.
I do.
Right. I quit and then I started again. Then I quit and I started again.
Yeah.
But
it's not easy.
2011. You know, I'm actually down to like 2 cigarettes a day.
Wow, that's great.
Cigarettes. I went from smoking, you know, 15,
wow,
about 15 cigarettes a day to
that's
to
amazing.
Two. Yeah.
How do you feel? How did you do that?
I feel like I want a cigarette.
Are you feeling like?
You know, let me explain. Yeah. I feel a lot more driven to not have a cigarette and like
good.
To be proud of myself than I do to
good for you.
You know, smoke the cigarette. Because once I smoke the cigarette, it's like, you know, I just gave up on myself.
And your body's gonna love
and
you
my
for
body
that.
Will love me.
No,
food tastes
it will.
Better.
I bet.
It tastes better. It's
and
true.
You and the sense of smell, you can probably smell things a lot clearer.
Yeah, actually, I can, and I have to. It's all about the food. The
wow.
food tastes better.
It's all about the food. I'm for that.
The food tastes a lot better.
Well, good for you though.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know, is it hard being around friends who smoke though?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to consider myself a person with, pretty good self-control.
Good.
But I. You know.
Yeah, I have this lady client who I used to see, and she was trying to smoke. She tried like 4 times. And then I said, what's the hardest thing about it? And she said, it's about taking breaks with people at work.
Oh, true.
And
that.
Everybody smokes during the break at work. And
true that.
I need to take a break, but I don't want to go out and be with them. But I want to be with them, but that flavor and the aroma and everybody, it's... She goes, I would always like break down and do that. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
No,
good for you, though.
That's actually kind of true.
That's good for you.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Taking care of yourself. That's amazing.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we are talking about self-defeating today. And I guess smoking is self-defeating.
Well, sure.
In some way, shape, or form.
Self-defeating behaviors. Things that we... In other words, I guess the way I think that I would define it is... you know, we have opportunities and things presented to us, but we blow it. Like relationships. I can't
right.
tell you how often I get emails and calls from people who say, why do I keep going through these guys? I mean, I have some really good guys that I've been with, and I blow it because of my drama.
Right.
Well, there you go. You just told me why you blow it.
Yeah, right.
So, and how can I get out of creating that drama all the time and doing those behaviors that are pushing people away? Then we have to go
right.
deeper.
Right.
Why do you want to push people away?
Right. You know,
it's safer because it's scary when you get too close to people.
We dig into the subconscious mind.
That's right.
You know.
So, good
stuff. Did you hear that? Both of us like...
We did.
We did. It was cute. Doh, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just the best, Doc.
Thank you. I want to try to help your listeners out today.
Yeah, thank you. Also, something else that, you know, I do want to get to in this show is other emails that people have emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, and you know, I'm a busy person.
Yes, you are.
You know, I work 2 jobs and I go to school, and sometimes there's not always enough time to, you know, read all the emails through and then get them on. So I did some reading, and I'm going to read some of your emails off later in
Great.
The show for
Great.
Everybody that
Very
never
nice.
Got to that. Yeah.
Very cool. And you put this out
on
the internet.
Yeah, I put it out on Facebook.
Cool.
And listeners, hey, I'm always down for more emails. If you guys want to email me, you can do so. TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Once again, that's TeenTrendsWithDave, just like
mm-hmm.
the show. Hey,
mm-hmm.
like Teen Trends with Dave.
That's it.
And friends, except without the and friends.
That's
just
right.
TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Or you can call in live.
We'll take live callers. Fun.
323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815.
Hey, it's a, you know, Los Angeles area code, but it won't cost you much to call if you want to. All right. So, gosh, you've got some emails here.
I
can I tackle this one
you know
from
what?
This
you can,
lady?
You can do it. Go
because
for it,
Doc. Okay. You brought your computer, and this one popped up.
Okay.
So I'm looking right now.
Okay.
This is good stuff. Hi, this is for you. This is hi, Dave.
Okay.
But I'm going to steal it. And you help this person too. Sounds like it's a girl.
Okay.
Okay. I'm 20 years old, and it seems that whenever I get into a pretty good relationship with a guy, guess it's a girl, I mess it up. Also, I've been laid off jobs because they say that I get involved too personally with the coworkers and come off too emotional.
Okay.
I took care of my alcoholic mom for 10 years after our dad left us.
Aww.
I know.
Sweetie.
I'm responsible for helping a lot of friends with their problems. It seems like I'm always helping other people. But when it comes to my stuff, I always self-defeat.
Right.
Help me get out of this pattern. This is from Katie.
All right, Katie. Well, sweetie, first of all, hugs, kudos, hugs
and
kisses.
That's a tough job to have to take care of your parent.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's not easy.
You know, I would personally say just, I guess, you know, when you say that you get too personally involved with your coworkers, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's, you know, from an intimate standpoint or from, you know, just talking to them mm-hmm. about, you know, too many personal things in life. But regardless, I guess, you know, if you know that you are getting too, you know, close with your coworkers, then, you know, if you know it, then you know how to stop it.
Right, exactly.
You know what is creating that closeness, so.
And she says when she gets into a pretty good relationship with a guy, she kind of messes it up.
She messes it up, right.
And here's the thing about the psychology. Right.
Daddy
issues, maybe. Yeah. But and listen, people sabotage themselves in so many ways,
right.
Katie.
Right.
They do. And it's a lot of times because of, you know, our beginnings and stuff like that. Let me tell you something that's really, that I hear all the time with people like you who have had to take care of their alcoholic or drug addicted parents or bipolar parents, or in other words, you become the caregiver. If you're the oldest child, I don't know if you are or not, to your younger siblings and stuff. But here's the thing. If you have that growing up, that you have to be responsible and grow up real fast to take care of mom who's drunk all the time and dad's not around, the message here is that you have to control everything. Because if life gets out of control, which it has, which it did, things are going to fall apart.
Right.
At the same time, you've got to realize that you're seeking a lot of reinforcement and a need for attachment outside, you know, your family, because you've always had to take care of business. So by being an emotional person, you say you're emotional and you mess things up with guys, you mess things up with work. You have to realize sometimes that you may be really in need of connecting with other people, but you have to kind of, you know, temper that a little bit.
Right.
Don't come off too needy, or because this is what happens a lot of times with,
right.
you know, children of adult alcoholics. At the same time, okay, now I know this sounds weird, but at the same time, sometimes what people do is because getting too close to people like mommy and daddy, who are going to disappoint you, will really hurt you.
Right.
So you self-defeat, so you don't have to deal with relationships. You blow people away by being too emotional, or you mess up relationships with guys, so you don't have to get too close. Because to you, maybe in your mind, getting too close to people is really scary.
Damn, Doc, you're good.
Thank you.
You're super good.
Thank you. But I don't know if this applies to her, but Katie, I think, you know, it's common. It's so common what I've heard. And don't sabotage yourself. Listen, you know, the best group you can get into, the best support group you can get into is Al-Anon or Codependence Anonymous, because that's the children of adult alcoholics. That's the, you know, people who have family members who have had to take care of their alcoholic families.
Right.
Just Google Al-Anon. And, you know, the thing is that what you can do is go to a local group. They're all over the country.
Everywhere.
And they're amazing because you can connect with young adults your age who've been through the same thing you have and try to figure out how to, you know, you sound really responsible and really sweet.
Yeah, you do. I want to know how old you are.
I know.
I'm interested to see.
Oh, she said she's 20. Right?
Oh, she's
20.
I'm a
20-year-old.
Damn.
Okay.
Touche, man.
That's tough.
Touche.
It's really tough, honey. But, you know, maybe you don't believe you don't deserve to be in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
You see?
Doc, I want to shift for a moment.
Yeah.
This is a teen show, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, Teen Trends.
And Young Adults.
And Young Adults. Young Adult Trends with Dave and
Friends. There you go.
Yeah, and you know, with, you know, young adults and teenagers, and, you know, this is even for parents as well, but this is mostly based around, what I'm about to read to you, this is mostly based around, you know, college students or high school students. You know, self-defeating behaviors within academics.
Yeah.
You know, although it is very helpful to be knowledgeable about and practice effective study skills and test-taking skills, all the academic skills in the world won't help you if you are practicing other self-defeating behaviors.
Wow, yeah.
These behaviors contribute greatly to students' academic problems. Students practicing self-defeating behaviors, you know, are behaviors such as, you know, not attending class regularly. And before I read these really quick, I just want to say the reason why I am, you know, reading these is because people don't understand, kids don't understand that, you know, when you ditch class or, you know, you don't inform your instructor of your absence, you know, that is self-defeating.
Right.
You know, it's not like, it's not just like, oh yeah, dude, fuck it, bro. Like, let's like skip class, you know?
Right.
It's like, dude, you know, I mean, okay, I get it. Like, I get it, you know, like the whole, like, fuck it, skip. I get it, you know, been there, done that, but it's really not worth it, you know? And this is why I'm sharing this information with you.
And there's so many ways we do, like you said, we self-defeat relationships, we self-defeat with job opportunities, we self-defeat with school, you know, going to college. And it's just like, whoa, we have to sort of think about the things we've done and then kind of, wow, how can we change? So, yeah, you have some other good ideas there too.
Yeah. You know, just stuff like if you do miss a class, you know, go to your professor and say, you know, did I miss anything when I was gone? Or what can I do to make up my work? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Show them you're interested, I guess. Huh?
If you're confused about something, ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, don't make connections with other students in classes. Or, I mean, what am I saying? Yeah, don't make connections with students. You must seclude yourself in a bubble.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding. make connections with students, you know, in other classes to get missed information. Just the stuff like that. Like, you know, just, you know, have an ongoing, regular study schedule. You know, have enough hours, you know, for studying straight up.
Yeah.
You know, like, make time, you know, buy the textbook. Oh my God. Such a big thing in college. Buy the textbook.
You know? Exactly.
And if you do, bring it to class.
Yeah. That helps. Yeah.
You know, just stuff like that. And here's another thing that, I'm not dealing with too hard. I know a few people that are, but working full time while taking a full time load of classes.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. So just stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you guys are, you know, more interested in that, you can just Google search self-defeating behaviors for school.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call in live on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815, or you can email me. That's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
You got an email.
That's
can I take this one?
Take the email.
Okay.
Doc.
I'll do it.
We should have a singing show where you and I just sing to each other.
Oh, hell no, not me. Here we go.
Okay.
Dear Dave and Doc.
Oh, don't click on that tab.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm just... It's okay.
Don't you go there,
girlfriend. Don't click on that tab.
I heard you just answer Katie's question, and it was awesome. I have a problem.
What is your problem?
Says how,
and thank you for listening.
Thank you. How can I feel better about myself? I try to be positive, but sometimes I need to drink a little to feel less stressed. It does help, but I don't like the headaches. Also, my girlfriend is complaining about me being down and then being a jerk when I drink, not to mention that I hate hangovers. I just want to be happier. Help, Jared.
Well, for one, you know, drinking, this is you know, a common misconception that people don't understand. You know, smoking weed, drinking, doing drugs, it doesn't get rid of the problem. It simply suppresses it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm talking from, like, you know, I'm talking from a physiological, a psychological, you know,
right.
and an energetic standpoint, you know,
yeah,
in the
exactly.
sense of, like, Like, you know, if you have a problem and you drink, just you're literally suppressing your problem. You're numb to your problem until you wake up the next morning with, you know, a hangover and the problem is still there. And you're just like,
exactly.
Shit, like, do I drink more? Like,
right.
You know, so, you don't.
Yeah. Good advice.
What were you going to say?
No, psychologically, like, I hear it all the time. And too many of us unconsciously assume that the best way to foster happiness is to, you know, get into as many experiences as we can. That'll promote feelings of euphoria. Whatever it is. Relationships,
so
ecstasy,
high.
Weed,
no,
getting drunk. You know, here's the thing. Human beings are compelled to avoid anything that's painful.
Yeah.
Right?
True
and
that.
We want to pursue anything pleasurable.
See? That's actually quite true. Eh?
So unless our values and priorities have evolved beyond, you know, this basic pleasure principle, we're going to be bounded by this biological disposition. I mean, how many friends do you know who are like this? Or people you've had acquaintance with who don't get out of their issue and want to just keep getting numb?
A lot.
I, you know, I used to have clients. I used to work in a clinic for teens, and they just kind of, and young adults.
Yeah.
But they just kind of followed any feel-good path that presented itself.
Right.
Sex, rock and roll.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Sex, drugs, and
that's
rock
it.
And roll.
And they, you know, they really got seduced by any immediate promise of pleasure. You know, and the thing is acting in a self-indulgent fashion, obviously, you know, we're choosing things on how good they feel. I get it. Listen. Okay? Been there, done that.
Yeah, right.
But what happens is you got to differentiate between self-indulgence, self-nurturance. See, as well as how to move from one to the other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can have a little self-indulgence. We got to do things that make us feel good once in a while.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. But, you know, the self-indulgence is, you know, don't say that too loosely, Doc. You know,
no, I hear you.
In
that's
the sense
right.
of, you know.
No, and I'm talking about taking time off.
Yeah.
Having a couple of margaritas with the friends.
There you go.
Having,
you know, I'm going to not like, oh, I worked hard. I'm going to self-indulge by smoking a lot of weed. And then wake up, oh, I feel like poop. I'm going to smoke more weed.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, wait, I'm going to self-indulge because I have to go to work in an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get high. You know, not like that.
Yeah.
You know, but
exactly.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. You know,
right, exactly.
Y'all know what I'm saying. No, I'm saying.
And Jared, look, you know, consequently that, you know, whenever you're drinking, sounds like you're into alcohol or whatever drug of choice is worn off. We're not happier, like you said, Dave, than when we started. So, you know, the permanent form of whatever fix we got from, you know, without continues to elude us from within. So the true object of your desire, I would think, the really important thing for you is to have a really good, loving relationship with yourself. If you love your girlfriend, you got to kind of look at what she's saying to you.
Yeah,
she's
dude.
She's tired of you being a jerk when you're drunk, and she's tired of being with you when you're lethargic
and, you have
and
to,
depressed.
You must listen to the female.
Yeah.
The female know what's up.
Yeah.
They do. No, they do.
So if you're in an unhealthy relationship or whatever's going on with you, you know, if it's unhealthy, then don't be with her. But you've got to push away from this, you know, this alcoholism, dude. You know, it's not serving you too well.
Right.
You know, if you're dependent on alcohol, weed, cocaine, amphetamine, any other drug that alters your mood. Yeah. Yeah. It could be food, too. I mean, I have women who are addicted to food.
Yeah.
You know, it's safe to assume that your reliance on it is keeping you from applying yourself to anything, getting you the growth and change you require. You say, how can I be happy? Help. Well, stop drinking, dude, and start getting, because that's messing up that's affecting your whole life, I would think. Your work, your relationships, your relationship with your lady. Go to Alcoholics Anonymous group. Start out. Start doing that. Hear your lady. Tell her you want to work on it. Okay?
Yeah.
Hope I helped.
For sure. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Jared, I hope she helped. Hey, no, she did help.
He's a nice guy.
She is awesome. I'm going to take one of my emails, and then I'm going to steal from you, Doc.
Okay.
I'm gonna steal the spotlight for a moment.
Please do.
Spotlight turn.
Oh, good. It's
JK,
on you now.
JK Lowell's. Hey Dave, and this is an older email, but I'm, you know, I never got to it and.
Good. Hope they're listening.
Sorry, Michael.
He's getting to it now.
Yeah, I'm getting to it now. Hey Dave, how do you completely get over someone you love when they do not feel the same? Thanks, Michael.
Wow.
Well, Mikey boy, how do you completely get over someone you love when they don't feel the same way? Well, you confront yourself about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say that, you know, for one, you allow yourself to realize that this person doesn't feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, and you said that you, when they do not feel the same way, if you know for a 100% fact that she doesn't feel or he doesn't feel the same way, then, you know, you really got to confront yourself. You really got to just let yourself know, like, you know, that was a beautiful, wonderful experience, but, you know, I'm using this experience as an opportunity to move on, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And, you know, what I found a lot of times is with people who approach me with this problem, it does take a while because of the hurt and the loss. And you just have to give it time, because sometimes the realization that someone really doesn't want to be with you, you know, it's sad. But you have to unhook from this person emotionally. And it does take time, but no, it'll be okay. And I'm not saying jump out and start seeing other women or be with other women, but start being more social with support friends even. Do some other stuff.
Right.
And here's the thing. You know, there's an old saying is like, do you really want to be with somebody who doesn't want you?
Yeah.
And by the time that person may come around or, you know, in years, you're probably going to have a really good opportunity to meet someone else that's really awesome. And that could come in 2 months.
Right.
That could come tomorrow. If you're at the right place at the right time and you see a night, I mean, school's starting. I don't know if he's in college. Does he say he's college age or high school age?
No. It's just, all he says is his name is Michael.
Michael, there's so many women out there. Come on.
It's true.
Come on, man.
It's true, buddy. I'm going to move on to the next one.
Thanks for writing.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure. Also, Michael, if you want to send another one, you can do so at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. That's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Or, Mikey boy, if you want to call in.
Coolio.
Guess what? Anybody can call in if you want. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Goes, dear Teen Trends, I like this girl and we are friends and she is beautiful and has the greatest personality, but I'm not the most attractive guy. So should I ask her out anyway? Lance.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I'm not the most attractive guy. I think everybody feels that way about themselves,
yeah,
really.
You know?
In a way.
Lance, you're the man, bro.
And
that's a cool name, Lance.
Isn't that a great name?
Dude, what girl wouldn't want to date a Lance?
Really? That's very sexy.
I'd date a Lance.
Oh. I know you would.
Sweetie, I would just love a Lance.
Lay, you know what? Whatever works. If it makes you happy, I think it's beautiful.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Here's the thing. You got to, you know, get a little more self-esteem. You know, get rid of self-consciousness. Know yourself. Here you go. Lance, you know, get your self-concept together. Love yourself. Be true to yourself. You know?
Yeah, you know, and not only that, but I would, you know, I would even say, you know, go, and, you know, I've gotten these questions before and stuff, and I would say, you know, it all revolves around self-confidence. And the thing about self-confidence is there is something within you or about you, let it be, you know, maybe your clothes that you're wearing or just, you know, something that makes you, you know, not feel like you are either attractive enough or, you know, good enough for this girl. So what I would say, Lance, go get some new clothes. Change up your style a little bit. Try something new, you know? Like just you know, maybe get a haircut or, you know, maybe, you know, if you wear glasses, like get contacts or, you know, if you don't wear glasses and you wear contacts, maybe try glasses, you know, just something small, you know, or big, it's up to you, you know, to change your self-confidence. What I did when I was younger, I was in ninth grade. And I was not self-confident I wasn't too confident with the person who I was. Yeah, I mean, you know, like a little high schooler kid coming in from eighth grade to ninth grade.
Well, yeah, that's tough.
You're
kind of
just like, oh, what's going on?
Everybody feels that way.
Yeah, right. So by the end of ninth grade, I, you know, changed my style, and I got my ear pierced, you know, and, you know, my parents weren't too happy about it. But, like, I said, like, you know, I want to do this, you know, to help my self-confidence, and, you know, I have an ear piercing, oh, I must be badass, you know, like, you know, like, the little ninth grade kid, like, yeah, man. So, you know, I changed my clothes. I used to wear, like, you know, nothing wrong with it, but I used to wear, like True Religions and, like, Abercrombie and, like, Hollister.
You were styling, baby.
Yeah, you know, but it doesn't fit me. And then I looked at myself in the mirror one day. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck do I look like? Excuse my French. But, you know, I was like, yo, mom, can I just get a pair of Levi's? Like, you know, and then I got some 5'11 skinnies, and, you know, I got some new t-shirts from, you know, like Buffalo Exchange or, like, you know, just like the flea market or something, you know,
yeah.
Like, you know,
things that you felt comfortable
with.
Yeah,
just
so changing it up couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
And the thing that concerns.
Oh, and after that, after that, I met a really cool girl and totally boosted my self-confidence, actually.
Good
and
for
we
you.
Ended up going out for quite some time.
That's awesome.
So
that's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, so your point is for Lance is to kind of. You know, maybe you want to change it up a little bit. Here's the thing that I'm thinking, though, Lance.
What are you thinking?
If he's writing us and he's approaching us from, she's really hot and I'm not that good looking. See, it's kind of how you feel about yourself that you project. And she may be picking up on, ooh, I'm not good enough for you. So if, and not that you have to go the opposite and be like, oh, I'm so hot.
Right.
I'm not, you know, come off like a narcissistic
yeah,
jerk.
Don't,
but
don't do that.
You got to get some self-confidence. And it's about the ability to really care for and accept yourself as you are. You probably are good looking. You got some things going on. You could change it up, make yourself feel a little better. And, you know, also write down the things that are good about you. Your strengths, your talents. What are you good at?
Right.
Reinforce those things. You know, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, if you're a good musician, if you're good at certain computer aspects, gaming, whatever it is. Go, you know, I'm kicking on some of these things really well. We all have abilities. So be honest with yourself and be true to who you are and value yourself, you know? And also, you know, just if you come off really scared and insecure and all that, she's going to pick up on it.
Hardcore.
If she doesn't like you because she doesn't feel like you're good looking enough for her, you don't need somebody like that.
Straight up.
Come on. That's a shallow person. If it's all about looks for her, good riddance. Make her go away.
Yeah, man.
Move on to some ladies who appreciate you for who you are.
Who are just down for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Doc, did you have an email you wanted to read? Or do you want me to read?
Yeah, here's kind of a cool one.
Okay.
That was kind of cool.
Is this to Doc?
This is to Doc. Ah, see, I'm getting more popular on your show, and I'm getting the emails.
It's true.
I'm kidding.
No, it's true.
No.
You're completely correct.
No.
This is from
Paula. Isn't that a cool name, Paula? Hey, Doc, can you help me with an awkward situation?
No, sorry, Paula. Next email.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
This is kind of funny. This is kind of cool. I was out with some friends, and I bumped into my ex-boyfriend who was on a date with somebody new.
Awkward.
He dumped me 2 months ago.
Right.
He said he needed to see other people and get a taste of life. I like that. What a jerk. We were in an intense relationship for 2 years. Anyway, I decided to duck out of the restaurant so he didn't see me. What happens if I see him again? It's one of the most popular restaurants in the small town where I live. I go there a lot, and I know he does.
Well, for one, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call him a jerk, because, like, you do have to realize that if he's been in a relationship for 2 years, maybe he really does just, you know, want to experience something new. And, you know, you can't call him a jerk for wanting to experience
You're right. Like, I am sorry I said that.
No, it's cool. I see totally where you're coming from, and, like, she probably thinks he's an asshole, but, like, at the same time, 2 years is a while, and you know, you don't like, we don't know the you know, inner workings of the relationship.
That's true. I think when I see the word dumped, yeah, I take it as just like an overnight thing. In other words, he didn't sort of prepare and work into it, and here he is, you know, really soon with another woman. So
well, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if he's on a date, if the you know, it's been 2 months, like, you know, I'm pretty sure that she's you know, maybe gone on at least one date in the past 2 months. But
you know, and you know, I get ducking and running as a first impulse
because
you know, you're uncomfortable. It's like, oh wow, here he is with this girl or whatever. It might be a good idea, but here's the thing. I'm not in for ducking and running. Because you have a right to go to that club or restaurant just as much as he does, right?
Right.
He's the one that dumped you. So my suggestion, she said, what do I do if I see him again? Blah, blah, blah. I think you should go in looking good. You appear calm and normal, cool.
Yeah, just, I don't know, just
right?
Like, I guess, like, look good every time you go to that restaurant.
Yeah. And it's like, you just have to appear normal, like, hey, because he'll catch your eye. He'll see you. You'll see him. You'll see her.
Yeah.
Don't look pathetic. Don't act like a victim. You know, that makes guys really turned off to you.
True.
You know?
So true.
People don't respect, or they're not attracted to people who act weak or depressed or miserable. And, you know, if you confront him, if you go up there and say something weird in front of the lady,
that's,
you know, then
even
he's going to confirm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why I broke up with her.
Yeah, straight up.
I had a client who kept going to a nightclub. She kept going back to this club that she knew where her ex-boyfriend went to.
Yeah.
She used to pretend like it was a coincidence.
Lol.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she would accidentally run into him.
Right.
And she always looked good, and she was with her friends and all that. But he knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
And she really got herself in trouble by appearing, you know, to be like, oh my God, how are you? It was more like he told her that, he said, are you like following me? Are you like stalking me? And that really hurt her feelings, which I get. But she just wanted to see him and she was hurt. So
yeah,
I would not show up at every opportunity, Paula, to see this guy. But
well,
if you run into
him. Well, I think right now it's the opposite.
If you run into him, hey. You know what? You looking good.
Yeah,
you
just
have
say
confidence. What up?
Be like,
nice
yo, how
you.
Are you? Good to see you.
Turn your head and keep talking with your friends or a guy that you're with or whatever. Just don't let it bother you.
You should bring like some Chippendales with you. No, don't do that. Doc, I got another email I want to spit real quick.
Spit.
I want to spit it.
Okay.
Dear Dave. How do you let go of someone you love who loves you when you haven't been able to stay faithful but still want to be with them? Rosie. Well, Rosie, my question for you is...
She wants what?
She... How do you let go of someone you love and who loves you when you haven't been able to stay faithful but you still want to be with them?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Rosie, if you are in love... then you'd be faithful.
That's cruel. And how would you feel if you found out that the guy that you're supposedly in love with but want to cheat on has been cheating on you all this time?
Straight up.
You know, wouldn't that hurt you?
Yeah, Rosie, babe. I mean, you know, with all due respect, just stop.
Let him go. If look, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, straight up. Like, either let him go or, you know, figure out your priorities. You know?
Exactly.
Like, here, I'm gonna throw the mic to Doc. Here.
That's so selfish to think that, you know, you can lie to somebody and then, you know, hang on to them. The fact that you're looking at other guys or cheating with him on other guys and stuff like that shows you don't love him. If you really love, you gotta find the meaning of love.
Yeah.
Rosie. And if you really love somebody, you've gotta realize that it's you make choices. You can't keep stringing this guy along. It's really cruel.
Yeah.
How would you feel if he did that to you?
Straight up.
You know. So I would say, just tell him you need space in your life and you want to pursue other relationships. You love him, but... And then let him go so he can be with somebody who really will love him and appreciate him and not cheat on him.
Yeah. Touche.
That's my thing.
Yeah, Rosie, just, you know, don't... Just find out your priorities. Don't cheat on him or break up with him. One or the other.
Yeah.
You can't, don't play him like Pinocchio. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not cool.
Here's an email that it just bounced off of Lance's email.
Okay.
This is from Josh.
Wait, did Josh just send this?
Yep.
Did it just pop up on the... Oh, it did pop. Oh, hey.
Dear Doc and Dave, I just heard you help out Lance, and I have a lot of self-conscious issues.
Okay.
I don't like the way I look. I've tried to dress in cool clothes. I've tried to grow my hair long. I've tried to get in with the popular people at high school.
Okay, so he's in high school.
I still feel not confident is what he says here.
Right.
How do I make myself feel more confident so I can present myself well and be more social and get ladies?
Okay. Get ladies.
Get ladies.
Get laid.
That's what I think he's saying. But, you know, hey, whatever, guys.
Is that what he said?
No, he said ladies.
Oh.
See? Ladies. Maybe this will play on words. Laid. Ease. Ah,
ladies.
Okay.
Well,
that's cool.
Sure. Okay. Well, you know what? What I would say, buddy, is once again, you know, just love yourself, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know it sounds like hippie bullshit. Like, oh, just love yourself, bro. You know, but really, like, I mean, that's all there is to it. You just it's a matter of.
You know what really bothers me?
What bothers you?
About a lot of people
what?
Who have. It doesn't bother me like I'm angry with them. But makes me sad in that nobody is perfect.
Right.
Here's the thing. The media, you know, actors, recording artists, you know, there's people who really look great. Nobody's perfect.
Kanye
Even the
West.
Most confident.
Kanye West is not perfect, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
That's why his ego is so far up his ass.
That's it. Even the most confident people have insecurities.
Right.
You know? At some point in any of our lives, I don't know any person I've ever met who doesn't have a lack, you know.
Doc,
in their
you're
life.
Perfect.
No.
No.
Oh,
I
yes.
I think you're perfect.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. No, Doc, you're perfect.
I don't want to go to me. Let's keep with Josh.
Doc, I'm perfect. Okay.
Well, there you go.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally not. No way.
Now, look.
Okay, let's
here's the thing. Here's the dealio. And this is how I laid it out as
all
well
right.
for Lance.
Lay it out. Let's hear it.
Identify your successes. Everybody's good at something. So discover things which you are really good at. Focus on your talents. Give yourself permission to be really happy and proudful. Prideful. That's
right.
The word. Of who you are.
Proudful.
Give yourself credit for your success.
Yeah, dude.
You know, inferiority is a state of mind where you've declared yourself a victim. Do not allow yourself to be feeling like a victim. Express yourself, whether it's music, art, writing, talking to people, being on the radio like David is. You know, he's a good communicator. He expresses himself through his music as well.
Thanks,
and,
Doc.
You know, everybody's born with talents and strengths. And you can develop it. Find what you love to do. Okay? Here's the problem, too. High school and college, it's such a social, middle school, such a socially oriented, you know, environment. How do we behave, base our identity on how others behave towards us and see us?
Yeah.
Be thankful for what you have, Josh. Be positive. Even if you're not feeling it, say, you know what, I'm going to be feeling a little better later today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Say, you know what? I'm not bad.
You know?
Help other people.
Done.
Reach out beyond yourself.
That's pretty much the way to go. I just want to hit this email real quick.
Yeah.
This is also one of the older emails.
Hmm.
But I'm just going through the emails that I had lined up for the show and I.
What?
It's just funny.
Okay.
You know, and there's nothing, there's, you know, there's, it's not bad. I just think it's funny.
Okay.
Dear Teen Trends, is it wrong for a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old to be in love with each other? There's no name.
Hmm.
There's no name at all.
That's the question.
Well.
Too much, you know, there's not enough information on that.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's, like, interesting, like, kind of funny, like, I just want to know, okay, because here's the thing, like, I want to know if, like, the chances are the 16-year-old's a girl and the 20-year-old's a guy.
Probably.
And the 16-year-old's just, like, you know, in, like, drunk with love because he's older.
Why?
And has a car.
Bye.
And probably, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know, probably, like, a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And
well, he's more mature. He's got status. You know, he represents.
Yeah. Sweetie, you know, there's, I wish you put a name, and I wish you put if you were a guy or a girl, but,
Probably a girl.
I'm going to go with girl. Is it wrong for a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old to be in love with each other? No, it's not wrong. This is what I say. Doc, you may have a different idea. Mm. I don't think that it's wrong. I think that it is frowned upon in society.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's wrong. It is definitely illegal.
Yeah.
But
if somebody's parent who doesn't approve of it or something gets you loaded of the fact that you guys are having sex, you know, there are legal aspects to that issue.
Yeah, you're done, son.
You're done, son. You know, it's called jailbait.
It's called jailbait.
So, girl, you know what? I understand you're in love with this guy and it's great and all that. Sometimes you got to slow down in life a little bit and be with your own peers and take
slow
your time to grow
down
up.
Everyone,
you know? Don't you agree?
Moving too fast.
Don't see.
Yeah, sorry. Ding, ding,
so, so anyway, you know, that's
like,
the
stop singing.
I'm not trying to be serious here. No, if you really think, I mean, I guess it's not wrong per se. I mean, you hear about these relationships with these teachers who are like in their 30s, who are having sexual relations with these 15-year-old boys.
Yeah, do you remember we got
that's
that
sick.
Email once?
That's
Doc, were you on
sick.
The show? Were you on? I don't know if you were
Mm-mm.
on the show for that.
No.
It was a few months ago we got an email about this kid who is having sex with his teacher.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Do you remember that?
I remember, I think, hearing about it. And you guys went, oh, my gosh.
Really?
You and was Kevin on that show?
Yeah, Kevin was on the show.
The thing is that I want to go...
I think we high-fived and was no.
Oh, see, that's the same with guys. That's the double standard.
I'm totally kidding.
That's the double standard.
Oh, my gosh. I'm J.K. Lolling.
Okay. I hope so.
Lol.
Here's the thing I want to say. This person doesn't have a name. So here's the thing I just want to stress this to. And I know you don't see it right now. Person who is 16 going out with a 20-year-old. And having sex and doing all the things
or
that
person
20-year-olds
who is 20
do.
Going out with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. But the 16-year-old wrote it, I think.
I think, yeah.
I think. You know, women, here's the thing, women, is that you got to just take your time. There is a huge maturing difference between a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Right? When you were 16...
There's a huge difference between a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, I can't... Like, I have... You know, I have friends still that I, you know, mm-hmm. keep in contact with it.
Right.
My old high school. And, you know, I can't tell you how... Like, how ridiculous it is. You know, like... You know, I'll meet up with my 16-year-old friends sometimes. And,
right.
You know, and then, you know, I do have other 16-year-old friends... That are like way mature.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my God, like totally on that level. Like, you know, they I have 16-year-old friends that, you know, are friends with 20-year-olds and like chill with them and like hang out with them simply
exactly.
because, you know, they're really mature. You know,
right.
but there's other 16-year-olds that are just not quite there. You know, they're still kind of focused on like, oh yeah, dude, fuck bitches, get money. Like, dude, chill. You know, like it's not about that. Like,
yeah, exactly. Grow up.
Like straight up, grow up.
Find happiness. Like, you know, and anyway, I don't know. I guess we don't have enough information about this, but it's just, you know, there's nothing wrong, but it can, you know, from a psychological point of view and a legal point of view, he can really get in trouble. He's setting himself up for, if he's the 20-year-old, you know, for some legal stuff. And if somebody finds out about it who's not happy with it, he could be in serious trouble.
True that.
Legally. And you're too young for him.
Yeah.
Flat out, my thing.
Yeah.
That's what.
Around. That's what.
Yeah. How are we doing on time?
Oh, unfortunately, Doc,
oh.
It looks like we're just about hitting that.
Okay.
Just
All
about
right.
hitting that mark.
All right. right.
You know what, guys? Thank you so much for listening. It is always a pleasure. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com. And also, please check it out. Doc Michelle Dr. Michelle on the Couch on LATalkRadio.com every single Friday at 11.
Yep.
Check her out. She's so cool. She's so good.
Thank you.
You are just so cute, dog. I just
Thank
can't
you.
Get over it, seriously.
All right.
All right, guys. You guys have been wonderful. You have a very happy Sunday filled with happiness and laughter and joy. Also, on iTunes, you guys should subscribe to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends and Dr. Michelle on the Couch.
Shows are free, baby.
Shows are free. Subscribe, iTunes, podcasts. All right, guys. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye. Seeing flashing rays of colored light. Come back here so I can get your name. Oh, I wouldn't know what to say to you just the same.